Nearly two-thirds of respondents to the Wisconsin Policy Research Institute poll said they're against using tax dollars to finance campaigns. Only about a quarter of those polled said they favored the idea, while about a tenth had no opinion. The margins were roughly the same regardless of people's political leanings. Institute President Jim Miller says the results reflect the public's low opinion of public officials.
They think politicians basically are dominated by lobbyists. They don't necessarily trust the ethics of our elected officials. They don't necessarily trust their state government to do the right thing. Why would they want to change historically their political system and give the power to change these institutions to people that they don't trust?
But Wisconsin Common Cause's Jay Heck says the current state of politics is the very reason people should want public financing. He also thinks public sentiment is behind the idea, and says that would have shown in this poll if the question included some explanation.
You know, in the midst of scandals and trials and everything else, it's understandable that people would say no taxpayer dollars for politicians. But if they understand that public financing will reduce the corruption and will get us some spending limits and get us a more level playing field, then people overwhelmingly support it.
Government watchdog groups have lobbied session after session for greater public financing in Wisconsin without success. The state's existing system is funded by a voluntary $1 checkoff that's gone largely underfunded. Miller thinks the state should attack the problem differently. He favors term limits for elected officials. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.